The Mary Jo Wegner Arboretum sits on the eastern fringe of Sioux Falls. For people who aren't particularly outdoorsy, an arboretum is basically an educational tree park. Chuck Gullickson is president of the board of directors at the Wegner Arboretum Society. He says the location's landscape offers a natural foundation for the tree park.
The significance of diversity in trees, but not just trees, diversity among other plants and gardens and the insects, the birds, the other animals that are part of the ecosystem. So I think one of the things that this arboretum will demonstrate is the value of diversity in nature.
Gullickson says the trees exist so people can enjoy the environment, but the acreage of trees also provides a place for learning.
The arboretum is more than just looking pretty or looking good or feeling good. It has a mission, and permeating our mission is education.
Gullickson says that is advancing thanks to the Mabel and Judy Jasper Educational Center. The two-story building is built in the shape of an 1880s schoolhouse. Wegner Arboretum Executive Director Lori Kiso says the building features an historic classroom and space for seminars.
We have an Ollie class coming up here in a couple of weeks. We hope to have about 35 people that will start in the classroom here, where we'll have a learning experience, and then we will go outside and hike through the property.
Kiso says students young and old can learn about trees at the Arboretum. Judy Jasper donated the money for a new education center. It acknowledges her decades teaching and her mother's 50-year-long career in education. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.